Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast going to be cloudy today. We'll have a high around 57 degrees. Temperature-wise, around the area, we are looking now in Kenosha, where it's 43, 41 in Burlington. It's 40 in Milwaukee, also 40 degrees in Racine. Racine police are investigating a baby found at a residence early this morning in the Georgetown subdivision on the city's far southwest side. Paramedics were dispatched about a quarter after 3 to the 3600 block of Princess Drive on a 911 call about a baby found with its umbilical cord still attached. The baby was breathing and in a towel when turned over to rescue members who took the infant to the hospital. Police, meanwhile, gathering evidence as that investigation unfolds. The rubberized surface at Kenosha's all-inclusive Dream Playground, located at Petsky Park, failed 14 of 17 safety tests, and it's going to stay closed until a solution is found. A testing report from Meek Playground Surfacing of Wind Lake found only 3 of the areas tested falling within safety standards for protection from head injuries if there's a fall. During last night's Kenosha Council meeting, Alderman Scott Gordon said the city it needs to do what it can to get the Dream Playground reopened as soon as possible.
We have to get this playground back open. We'll worry about the litigation later. We need to move swiftly, and I'm sure we will, to get this park opened, and hopefully in the very near future. But it's going to take some time. It's no doubt. It's not going to open next week.
Chain-link fencing has been installed to restrict access to the playground. In addition, the surfacing has issues of weathering. City Administrator Frank Bassetti says that is separate, but also it's being assessed, with both the manufacturer and the installer cooperating, and there's the possibility the surface will have to be removed. The Dream Playground opened just last year after a 3-year fundraising effort. It's been a very popular destination ever since. We are not changing anything, says Racine Unified School District Superintendent Lolly Haas, with regard to the start and end times for schools based on results so far of a community survey as well as responses from staff and students.
The start and end times will not change, and the calendar year will not be shortened. We are not lengthening the school day. All of those things will stay in place. However, that also means we are not changing transportation to 1.5 miles, as we had hoped.
Dr. Haas said our community took interest, gave us some input, and that has been the most valuable piece of all of this. The full survey results will be discussed at an April 4th board work session. In Mount Pleasant last night, the village board decided to schedule a vote on Wednesday on the special assessments to be levied against property owners living along Highway V for that water and sewer project and future development in Caledonia. But at a meeting last night, some of the trustees expressed concerns about the amount of money that some of those residents would eventually be required to pay. Residents on V and their supporters again filling the village hall, urging the board to find another way to take care of the project financially. They say they don't want it and won't directly benefit them. In response to a question, Village Attorney Elaine Ekus said municipalities use a variety of methods to pay for projects, from set assessment rates to determining those rates on a case-by-case basis.
Most smaller communities do that, and you can charge up to 100% of a project to benefited properties, but most communities do not do that. Most of the boards envision a certain percentage or a certain amount that they say, you know what, no, this part's going to be village costs, and we'll create an amount that this is going to be the assessable portion of the project and assign that to the property owners.
Village President Jerry Garski expressing concern about some of the residents' claims the assessment amounts they'll have to pay more than 40% of their property's value. Racine and Racine County doesn't want African Americans in the skilled trades. That's the reaction of one community activist to the recent news of the First Choice Pre-Apprenticeship Program being halted by the nonprofit Human Capital Development Corporation and Milwaukee's Big Step Program replacing it. The Common Council heard him say it last week, and last night Alfonso Gardner told the Unified School Board the same thing, also noting that this will impact the district's minority hiring goals on the school projects unless it is somehow the program allowed to continue.
You know, this board needs to find out, how is Raleigh going to do that without any minority training program? I got an idea. I know it's going to get shot down, but I'm going to say it anyway. Unify the city, the county, and Raleigh Construction each come up with $30,000 out of the contingency fund and get First Choice back up and running.
Ola Bayou, who has run First Choice for years, said some people in this community want a permanent underclass, his words, while noting some of the program's trainees have been hired into the skilled trades, only to end up doing jobs not so skilled. A news release on the demise of First Choice, which operated out of the old station building, fire station building on Marquette Street, owned by the city, listing 120 days of transition to the Big Step program. And Minneapolis-based Mortenson Construction is the nation's second largest sports stadium builder, and it will be the general contractor for the new Bucks Arena. The company is currently building stadiums for the Atlanta Braves and Minnesota Vikings. Will also build the new arena for the Golden State Warriors in San Francisco. The Wisconsin Realtors Association's latest report on housing sales and median prices, mostly good news for the state as a whole, but we're seeing counties showing some vulnerability last month. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
For the month of February, Racine County sales declined 4.2%, but were up 8% in Milwaukee and 14% in Kenosha. Median prices dropped 11% in Racine County, while rising 4% in Kenosha and 12.6% in Milwaukee. The eight-county region showed a 3.6% sales gain combined and 5% increase in the median price. Through the first 2 months of the year, Kenosha County sales rose 24.7%, with 7.9% in Milwaukee and just 1.6% in Racine, and 7.2% for the entire region. Median sales prices went up an average of 6.8% for all eight counties, but with a 3.8% decline in Racine County, 17% rise in Milwaukee, and 8% increase in Kenosha. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
The Kraut Music Festival will be returning to Caledonia Mount Pleasant Memorial Park in Franksville June the 16th through the 19th after a well-received rebirth from the event that many remembered attending years ago, but also this year with a few minor changes. In addressing the Caledonia Village Board, Parks Supervisor Jim Svoboda said the fireworks are going to be back. The overall footprint of the festival, though, going to be downsized just a little bit.
Only one music stage, everything ending before 11 o'clock. So the whole event ends at 11. That's on Friday and Saturday, a little shorter day on Sunday. Sunday is Father's Day, Dad's free, things of that nature. We're going to do bingo, still the Princess and Queen, crowd eating contest, things like that. We've added a teen tent this year as well to give something for the older kids to do.
He said music will be continuing to be the big part of the event. They have also got now a big-name sponsor. Franks is going to be involved in that. Organizers continue to work with police and fire and the other agencies. So Svoboda adding there's also continued tweaking on the noise factor out of respect for the neighbors. Says the smaller footprint should make it a little easier to manage. As for tickets, they'll be going on sale soon. The event website, krautmusicfest.com. And a Washington Park High School senior getting a little surprise during his lunch hour yesterday, chosen as a finalist for a share of $20,000 in scholarship money from Cousin Subs. Kai Days is one of four finalists in this year's Wisconsin Sports Awards Scholarship Contest. Subs spokesperson Chelsea Schwabe says that Days is being honored not only for his being a standout athlete in basketball, track and field, and volleyball, but also his academic achievements and his work within the community.
He's done things like Shop with a Cop, Salvation Army bell ringing. He's done Adopt a School program, as well as other notable programs within his school where he teams up with other students to kind of help them learn and grow within the school, such as freshmen and those who may have some disabilities as well.
Schwabe says the Days and three other state athletes are going to be honored at an event on April the 12th. This is the fourth year for the Wisconsin Sports Awards Scholarship Contest. WRJN newscasts are in podcast form. They are on our webpage. Go to WRJN.com. You look in the local news section. At WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400 WRJN News.